Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. This week, let's talk about devices, the newest in anti-aging devices and tools that are on the market. I know you guys saw that Kim K gifted all of her friends LED lights for the face, neck, and hands, red light therapy. And these home devices are becoming so powerful and so useful for adjunctive therapy. We do very aggressive things in the office, but sometimes it's the things you can do on a daily basis, low-level things that can make big changes. So what is believable technology and what are some devices that you can recommend safely to your patients to have and for yourself to have in the beauty of your own home? Let's talk about it. So number one on my list, and I do this quite often, is LED light therapy. So LED is definitely an important form of energy. Usually red light is the therapy that we're using, and there are varying wavelengths of light that can rejuvenate skin at the cellular level. So red light therapy is known for its ability to turn on mitochondrial energy and improve at the cellular level the behavior of cells in the skin and below the skin to become more youthful. Red light is known for its anti-aging properties as well as its wellness and longevity properties. Green light can improve inflammatory skin conditions. Blue light is known for acneic control and antimicrobial effect. And I'm a huge fan of red light in terms of anti-aging and beauty. Both red and near-infrared wavelengths stimulate the mitochondria to produce energy that really makes them behave like young cells. It treats muscle and joint pain, either chronic or acute. So if you're having painful joints or inflammatory joint conditions, it's so good for that. It reduces swelling throughout the body. It improves collagen production and speeds wound healing. And it can definitely smoothen out skin tone and improve the appearance of wrinkles. Red light therapy, you need to be so careful when you're buying devices. I would definitely suggest that you do your homework and that you don't go for cheap Amazon dupes, because red light therapy can affect your eyes, and there have been recalls of major devices. Even Neutrogena had a blue light therapy device that was recalled. And the reason being that these can affect your eyes. So we need to be so careful with that. You might have heard of the LIMA laser. That's spelled LYMA, LIMA laser. And it's, I think the name and branding is a little bit misleading. When we're calling this device a laser, it is a laser, but laser is just light energy. And this type of laser is in near infrared and red light therapy. So really, it's just red light therapy. It's nothing new. It's just marketed really well. And I see it being sold at extremely high prices. This low-level laser therapy uses technology that's from the medical industry used to treat tendons and cartilage, and you might have had it done in your physical therapy office. It's an extremely powerful, deep penetrating 500 milliwatt laser with 800 nanometer wavelength. So this can reach skin, but also layers underneath of fat, subcutaneous tissue. The ability of this laser when used regularly can improve sun-damaged skin. It doesn't require goggles around the eyes, and the LIMA laser is one of these things that's so easy to use at home. Very safe, painless. And of course, when they're selling it, it comes with all kinds of skincare and products that you don't necessarily need. It's truly the use of the red light and near infrared light that's working well. But this is a device that a lot of people are talking about. It's very chic, it's handheld, it's easy to use, and it's near infrared. The other near-infrared devices like Saluma, BioLight, and other companies that are very reputable are physician strength. They're used in esthetician treatments and in-office treatments, and the number of low-light lasers per square centimeter is higher. So, for example, Revion red light laser for hair growth has up to 250 small lasers that cover the whole surface of the scalp. And so it's the dosing that's most important. A little spot treatment with a dot of red light is not as effective as bathing the whole area with a lot of laser penetration. For blue light therapy, that's a standard treatment for severe acne. It improves sun damage. It reduces the activity of skin's sebaceous glands. So these overactive oil glands that are causing breakouts dry up a bit. It also is beneficial for killing bacteria that produces acne, and the preferred wavelength should be around 630 to 660 nanometers. This therapy market for lights is expected to grow so much to be worth $800 million by 2030. And the use of self-administered light therapy is really going to grow because patients really want to be able to do more aggressive things at home. What's not to like? I mean, I love it. It kills acne-causing bacteria. It improves your blood circulation. It stimulates your collagen. For hair growth, nothing better. The LED light hair cap that I've been using is called Revion. This reverses hair loss. It helps vasodilate the blood flow to the scalp, and the microscopic vessels and microcirculation of the scalp improves. We are releasing nitric oxide, and because you're bathing your scalp in powerful light, it improves the hair follicle growth and the hair follicle density. So with androgenic alopecia, the red light therapy for hair is going to improve the blood flow. It's going to reduce inflammatory irritation and perifollicular inflammation of the hair follicles. And it's going to improve and balance levels of DHT and dihydrotestosterone. So these are features that are going to be so beneficial to improve and kind of coincide with what we're doing in the office. PRP in the office every 6 or 8 weeks is great, but using the red light laser therapy all the time, every night, 10 minutes for your scalp is really impressive results. Now, microcurrent devices are number 3 on the list, and these are handheld devices that deliver low voltage electrical current to stimulate muscle contraction. In the office, we do the powerful M-Sculpt or M-Face treatments. You may have heard of those. And those are certainly effective, but with a, you know, $200,000 machine, we need to use a home variety to improve plumpness of the skin, promote wound healing, help with muscle contraction that gives the muscles of the face a lifted and tighter look. Now, does this work or does it not work? I'm a fan of a small amount of muscle contraction, as I do feel it retains muscle tone in the face and it improves overall lift and support. But repeated excessive muscle contraction causes wrinkles. Just remember, your skin is like a piece of paper. So these devices like the NuFace, N-U-F-A-C-E, have been around a long time. And to me, the fact that it's been around is testimony to the fact that people do think it is helpful. I think a lot of the benefit comes from the lymphatic massage that you're doing as you're applying the NuFace device. You're giving that nice circulatory effect because you're touching and massaging the skin. And so it does have some benefits. Immediate benefits, for sure. Right after you do a whole lot of push-ups, don't your arms look good? Yes. So right after we do a NuFace electrical current, microcurrent therapy, yes, our facial muscles will look more taut. Our contouring of our cheeks will look better. Our jowling will look improved, but these are kind of temporary improvements. I say no harm, no foul. And there was one study in 2019 that found that self-administered microcurrent therapy can also improve sinus pain, facial pain from sinus congestion. So I'm a fan. It's okay to try this at home. Now, what about contouring facial rollers? These are massage tools, you know, usually made of metals like aluminum and zinc. Sometimes we see them as vibrating bars to reduce puffiness, kind of like an adjunct to gua sha treatments. I also have seen this as a massaging unit, and I'm a fan of anything that boosts blood flow, lymphatic drainage, speeding circulation and oxygenation to the face and the musculature. These devices reduce muscle tension. And you find that when the depressor muscles of the face contract and feel heavy and tense, we look older. The frown looks stronger. The brow depression looks worse and heavier eyelids. So when we massage and open up these areas of muscle tension, you will get some lifting effect. So I do think that this is beneficial. It instantly tones and lifts the face. It can help with brightening the complexion just because it's speeding the circulation to the area. Okay, for contouring facial rollers, there are all kinds of them out there. I am definitely a fan of the simple ones like jade rollers and gua sha. These are so effective, beneficial, and inexpensive. There are more fancy massaging lymphatic rollers, and I'm going to link some in the bio below so that you guys can check them out. I'm also a fan of just using my fingertips. I know that you guys like to go high tech, but sometimes low tech is best. Facial massage where you're touching the musculature is so beneficial. What about steamers? I'm a huge fan of using ionic facial steamers, and I think that putting even something so simple as boiling hot water in a pan, putting a towel over your head and breathing in that steam for a good 10 minutes is so good for your skin. It opens up the pores, it dislodges dirt and sebum from the pores, really beneficial. But there are ionic steamer devices as well out there, and that is something well worth investing in. Face rollers, one other one I wanted to mention was the Skin Gym, which has got like two rolling balls that you can roll along the contours of your jaw. Our good friend Lauren Everett Spostick at the Skinny Confidential has come up with a really cute roller, which has those two little balls that glides nicely along cheekbones and along the jawline. I think you should definitely check those out. And then there's micro needling kits. Now you can buy so many different things on Amazon, but you've really got to be careful. These are single use devices. Mostly they are rollers, not stampers. Stampers are what we do in the office with 3 millimeter needles. The ones online are 1 millimeter, and mostly they're rolling devices, which sometimes can grab the skin and cause friction and tears. So if you are going to microneedle, remember, keep it sterile. Remember that you don't want to use a device that you're going to reuse, and also look at the needle depth. You can also get into personal microderm devices, which are going to give you a home microdermabrasion experience, sucking up the dead skin and exfoliating the skin on the surface. There are a couple of nice personal microderm models that are on Dermstore, and you can check those out. I think derma rolling is great. I think dermabrasion with limited amount of sessions per month is good. Remember, every time you dermabrade your skin, it's kind of like sandpapering it. So we don't want to do that excessively because you'll get thick, rough, dry patches of skin. Dermaplaning to remove peach fuzz and skin facial hairs is so effective as well. Most people using just a plain old sharp razor, but I've seen at Ulta Beauty a very interesting Dermaflash Luxe Dermaplaning device, which actually is interesting because it's a shaving tool that has light intensity settings that can help you with removing that peach fuzz and facial hair. And then I'm a huge fan of scalp massaging brushes. I think anything from the very simple silicone brush to the rolling massaging scalp massagers, these are so effective to stimulate blood flow to the scalp, to remove oil and products that are kind of stuck on your scalp. We just don't give enough attention to the scalp. And the new trend of scalp spas, where people are getting scalp massages, like an hour-long steaming, deep cleaning, massaging, microneedling of the scalp, that is a dream. So I love the idea of scalp massagers for your face. So those are some of the devices that are trending right now. I know you guys are going to try some of these at home. Home laser hair removal has been around for a long time, and you can definitely check out Tria, one of the laser hair removal devices. But I'm a fan of bigger things being done in the office. I think the small things that you can do at home, like LED light therapy, like using microcurrent devices and doing home microdermabrasion, these things are useful to do. And when we're all so busy, we can't get into the office all the time, definitely supplement with these popular anti-aging devices. So guys, I hope that that's going to help you in 2024, staying and looking your best. Remember to always do your homework. Don't go for cheap. You get what you pay for, and always protect your beauty. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find some of our amazing skincare and our internal radiance line of products, including collagen peptides and beauty greens. Some of the things I'm doing this year to stay healthy and well. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.